a lot of trees, and you're going to have a lot of shotgun shells to get rid of.
Why don't we go ahead and move to the public hearing part. So if you want to go ahead and have a seat,
sure.
we'll let them come up, and then we'll bring you back up for some questions after hearing from the community. Do you guys have a specific order set on who wants to go first or last, or have you talked about it, or do we want to just start on this side of the room and work our way back? Is that okay? So are you signed up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You want to start?
Sure. My name is Wade Boyer. I live in Hollister. I do have experience with trails and stuff, and can I talk to them, ask them?
No. You got to
talk to y'all? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my question is, where else are they located business-wise? Is it Texas? So their area is going to be different than our area. They're probably more flat, right? So when they say that they have certain trails and they're going to have speed limits, who's going to patrol that? Who's to say that they're not going to have people running illegal trails? Now, when they ask, well, why would you ask that? Because that's what I do for a living. Now, they're going to have issues with people just running amok. That's what I fight against every day. When they say less than 5% on the trails of the whole land that they have, well, it ain't going to take long, and they're going to have more than that because people's going to run illegal trails. Who's going to be patrolling? What are they going to do when they catch them running illegal trails? There's your ecological system right there. They're going to run off trails and cut into other trails. That's what's going to happen. I promise you that's what's going to happen. It's going to make a mess with trees, environmental issues. It will. I promise it will. I deal with it every day. So I'm an OHV ranger for the federal government. That's what I do every day. Now, you're going to have washouts. They're going to run around it. You're going to have trees laid over blocking your trails. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to go around that tree, right? So now they've just created another illegal trail, and that's going to keep happening. Now, I don't know what size limits they have. For my park, it's 50 inches or less. I can show you where there's a lot bigger. But I can write tickets on that. What are they going to do? That's my question. I don't think they're looking at the big picture. They're just wanting to put in a park. And I'm not saying it's not a cool concept. But they're going to have way more that they can bite off in a short period of time. How many people is going to be allowed to drink and drive out there? Are you going to have kids running around out there? What happens when somebody gets killed? And even though that they put this 50 yards or whatever, well, there's two sharp curves right there. Are they coming in Friday night? People's going to be coming around. They're going to be lined up to get in there, correct? 50 yards ain't that long. That's 50 yards from one end to one end, right? So it's 250 from where you pull in to the end. That's not a very big section to try to hit the brakes coming around. So that's my spiel.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next row.
Hi, my name is Larry Summers. I live on Pine Top Road, and some of the questions I had was, at the last meeting, he said that he's subject to changing his mind frequently. So what's to say that down the road he doesn't change his mind instead of these numbers that he's quoting today? 6 months from now, he's coming back and asking for twice or three times that much. And on his shooting range, Scott can pull that back up. What you're not seeing is the two or three houses that are right there on Aspen Road, real close to that. He's not showing those houses, how close they are on that. And then he did touch base a little bit just around the corner. Just around the corner there at Pine, where Pine Top comes out onto JJ Highway, there's the new proposal for a pistol range and a rifle range alongside the Taney Como pistol range that's already there. I don't know if you know where I live, Scott.
I'm gonna zoom out.
You're almost there.
So here's Pine Top.
This is Pine Top. I live right here. The new shooting range is here and here, and the Taney Como pistol range is right here. And then this gonna be, so that's gonna put me right in the middle of three shooting ranges. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm not the only one there. And then what he never did say was how many UTVs were going to be allowed out there at one time. And the Texplex thing, when you look that up from down in Texas, there were the, like he was asking about the rallies or whatever, 400 and 500 there on a weekend. So the traffic's going to be increased greatly out there, which that road's not made for that. The noise, the dust, and then, as Mr. Boyer pointed out, the wildlife concern, all that's all concerns of mine. So, okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next row, anyone signed up to speak? No? Anybody else on this side? I don't think so. We're over this direction now.
Hey guys, my name's Jeff Mitten. I live on Arnold Road. We've got a small horse ranch over there. My wife asked me specifically to ask about noise mitigation, just our quiet enjoyment, and also about hours, and just what's to keep this from being family versus, oh boy, big sanctioned race and everybody coming in from all over the country, and suddenly we're just stacked up with all kinds of people and all kinds of stuff going on all night long, and we lose our ability to sleep. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name's Don Wonder. I live on Arnold Road also. Several questions. First, could they explain the demise of the Texas setup? I think that would be applicable to what we're looking at here. Second, all these shooting galleries are limited. And I think if I'm going to be listening to all the guns going off, I at least ought to have the ability to join in making the noise. I'd like to reiterate prior, there should be a noise cutoff time so that people in the area can get their sleep to get up and do the work in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Go Chiefs. Anyone else back that way? No? Anybody over, sir? You moved on me.
Brad Allen with Ingram Law Firm, representing Michelle Wilson, who lives on Aspen Road. A number of issues kind of got brought up just in the opening statements there that were not a part of the plan that was submitted. First off, I guess my first question is, I'm still a little bit unsure. My understanding is that Mansview LP is the owner of the property. However, the staff report listed as Mansview LLC, and the gentleman, Mr. Hensley, that spoke earlier, said he was the general manager of Texplex at Fox Creek LLC. So who exactly is applying for this and who's running it? Because it seems to me we've got three different entities here and nobody knows what's going on. That makes me a little nervous to start with. Secondarily, he mentioned the MoDOT application for this extra entry as well as the driveway permit. I didn't see that in the site plan. Maybe I just missed it, but I didn't see it. And any other time I've been over here with anything that has to do with nightly rental or any sort of conditional use permit, every single time there's been a traffic report or study done. Anybody who's driven on JJ Highway knows that this is not a place where you want to add a bunch of extra traffic. It's not set up for it. The idea And in their own site plan, that you're going to have upwards of 100 people on a weekend coming out here to use this facility. We're not just talking about 100 people driving cars to get out there. They're going to be hauling in trailers full of motorcycles, UTVs, ATVs, possibly even more Jeeps that are rock crawlers. That leads to another point. One of the things Mr. Hensley mentioned was that there are Jeep tracks that are not in his plan that they're going to implement to add to this. Well, okay, great. Where are those? How about we see a whole picture here instead of just a part way, well, maybe we'll do something later. This doesn't make any sense. Secondarily, as far as the dust and the noise, to the east of this property is all conservation area. The idea that this particular project would be in line with any sort of conservation is almost laughable. All of us would be hard pressed to find a single conservationist that would say, "Yeah, the best thing for the environment is to have ATVs and UTVs running through the woods." So I don't represent Missouri Conservation, but that's just my thought. Also, on the western side of this property, Buffalo Ridge Golf Course exists less than 1,000 feet away from the western part of this project. Again, I don't represent Mr. Morris, nor do I represent Buffalo Ridge Golf Course, but I am a golfer. And if you think that this uncontrollable dust and noise is not going to reach that, I think you've got another thing coming. Interestingly, I steal the phrase uncontrollable dust and noise. It's not my own. I took it from an article in UTV Action. Pass that around for all of you. Former Texplex race director Billy Champion, in describing why the Texplex project in Texas closed, described it as one of the reasons as being the, quote, uncontrollable dust and noise issues. That's not me talking. That's one of their own employees. Please explain to me how being a track right next to the highway there is going to stay 1,000 feet away from an established golf course, as well as the closer houses. As far as to the shooting range, the proposal here is so far from anything that Code Section 030 requires. If you read Code Section 030, it specifically states that a site plan submitted must include, and it must include but not limited to, shooting areas, layout, parking areas, proposed and existing buildings, and landscaping, screening, buildings, driveways, parking areas, walkways, utilities, etc. We have a small white box in the corner of a map that says shooting area 15 acres. That clearly doesn't apply to Code Section 30. This next point that I would make, Code Section 29, which has not been mentioned in the staff report nor in the application, but is, at least in my opinion, has to be considered here. The first sentence of Code Section 29 states, motorized vehicle tracks are not a protected use on agricultural zone land per the Missouri Farmland Preservation Act. If this isn't a motorized vehicle track, I don't know what is. So the idea that Code Section 29 wouldn't have been explained and made clear why this project applies or doesn't apply to Section 29, I would like to hear that explanation.
Sir, I need you to summarize your past 4 minutes.
Two different sections of Code 29, there's private and there's public. Only one of them applies to A1 zoning, and that's the private. So we have to assume that this application is being done under that. A1 zoning on that private used motorized vehicle track specifically prohibits operations shall not include overnight camping, sales of food or beverages, or any other commercial activities. Again, if this is not a motorized vehicle track, I don't know what is. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak? Scott, do we have the list of what that zone, what options that are available for a conditional use permit for that zoning?
I mean, I can go to it.
that would show a lit.
And then these all that I listed, these five are within it.
Within
it. Look at all.